Good evening, everybody. It's the All Shots Clot Show. This is a show where I talk about COVID-19, vaccines, and all the things that are not allowed on YouTube. Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining. Make sure you call in, reserve a line at 810-666-1984 or 902-400-1984. Tonight, I'm just going to play some vaccine damage and COVID-related videos. And if anyone calls in, that'll be just fine as well. If they don't call in, that's also fine. There we go. That's better. And it is, I guess I should read the date. It's June. Yeah, I usually say that, don't I? Monday, June the 10th, 2024. Hello. And the fakeologist audio chat was wild this weekend. I was on for a bit. But on Sunday, I think it went for 20 hours, 18, 19, 20 hours, something like that. And that's available at fakeologist.com/podcasts. It's all free. And we really could use some value for value. If you think the show is valuable to you, please think about contributing. Everybody knows you've been discreet. And I really would appreciate if people gave some value for value. And what else do we got here? We're going to be reading Twitter, as I said, and we are going to be taking your calls. That's how it goes. Okay. Well, we may as well get into it. Let me just make sure that it's streaming. We're streaming live on YouTube, DLive, Twitter, and FakoTube. FakoTube.com is my video platform, and it's user-supported, so thanks, everyone, for contributing. We actually could use an annual sponsor. If anyone wanted to sponsor FakoTube, you could get your name up on the front banner. And we have had different sponsors in the past. We've had Rolo, we've had Epic Cash. We're going to just bring in the FakoTube chat right now. Of course, I got to mute that when I'm doing that. FakoTube is pretty fast these days, which is great. I don't know what they've done to the server, but I'm grateful. All right, make sure you call in 810-666-1984, 902-400-1984. And the phone calls are for vaccine, injury, or death. And it is still going on. I think it's to a lesser extent. People are expiring from complications from vaccination. But it's less obvious. I don't know if anyone is getting injected in North America these days. I guess Australia is going into their winter, so whatever they're injecting, flu shots, COVID shots, a combination of the both, maybe that's happening, I don't know. But if you have any info on that, let me know. All right, let us go to the YouTube page. And I'm going to play a couple of COVID-type videos that I post. I haven't posted them lately, but you can see that the FakoTube page is mainly full of shows, fakeologist shows, and there were a few videos from a couple weeks ago that I'm going to play, and they're all 3 minutes long. This will fill up an hour. So we're going to start with this video here. He says, I made this 68 million views. I wish it was 10 times that. I am unvaccinated, but I dealt with all this personally. Actually, I should fix the title on that. But we're going to play this one now. And I'm going to go to Twitter as we're playing this. And I'm going to pull up some videos. My Twitter feed at Fakeologist on Twitter, just search Fakeologist on Twitter, is completely full of vaccine injury and death stories. And quite frankly, I know John LeBond was saying he's sick of my Twitter feed because it's all about vaccines. I don't blame him. But actually, that's just Twitter is feeding me just those tweets these days. And I know I'm subscribed to about 2,000 people, and they're not all vaccine people. But it is interesting how the algorithms are working to feed you what you want, which I'm not really complaining about, but I do forget that there are other people that I am subscribed to. So there's that. Okay. We're going to go to shortfake.com/chat. Now, this is my open chat, and I use this mainly to allow the audio listeners who aren't on Discord, who aren't on FakeoTube, who aren't on YouTube to comment on the show. So it's also fakeologist.chattango.com. Yes, it's old technology, but you can go there now and leave any kind of message you want. So if you're listening to the audio stream at shortfake.com/stream1, of which I know there's a few of you, then that's where you can go to chat. So it's shortfake.com/chat. And right now there are two people in there. You don't have to log in. You can be anonymous. So there's myself and there's one person. And of course you can chat on FakeoTube and you can chat on our YouTube channel and you can chat in Twitter. And Boris Nagrarosa, as usual, asked this very consistent question. What's the topic? Well, take a look at the title of the show, my friend. And that's the topic. And I have described what we're talking about maybe a couple minutes before you got here. So let's play this video here, which is inappropriately titled. But we'll see what it's all about. And first of all, we got to turn on the audio. So here we go. There's your Joker. Let's check him out.
When the chips are down, these civilized people, they'll eat each other.
You are the unvaccinated. You are the problem. It is the unvaccinated who are the problem, period, end of story.
The only people that you can blame, this isn't shaming, this is the truth. Maybe they should be shamed, but the unvaccinated.
It's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks.
Anyone you came into contact with will blame you, as will the rest of us who have done the right thing by getting vaccinated.
Because frankly, we know that we can't trust the unvaccinated.
I think it's time to get our moral house in order, Anderson. It's the unvaccinated who are the threat.
All of us vaccinated folks are going to start wearing masks to protect the unvaccinated folks. It's called a Christian value.
Come on. Hold on a sec. Here we go again with the
not you. You're basically punishing the vaccinated for the
well, that's not going to work if it's going to be acting
sins of the unvaccinated.
People are not behaving honorably. The unvaccinated are basically saying, well, it's open season for me. I can do whatever I want as well.
Okay, I'm going to have to.
Vaccinated are basically beating their breasts, running around the country saying, ha, we don't care, we're living free, and so forth.
Let me let it buffer a bit and see if it'll store up a bit. I'm not sure buffering actually works. Let me do that. Otherwise, I'll have to play it in another window. I should have rebooted my system today, so sorry, guys.
Fourth, we've been patient, but our patience is wearing.
Okay, I'm going to have to play it in the other browser, so give me a sec here. Sorry about this. I keep forgetting that this is sort of a I don't know if it's a resources problem with Restream sucking up the resources. I don't know what it is, but we'll play it in another window here. So let me bring this up because this has to sound proper. Okay, we're going to switch windows. And here we go.
Thin. The unvaccinated, a group that includes children and people acting like children. And the rest of us are starting to get pissed off.
The vaccinated feel the unvaccinated are making me upset or angry.
This is not about freedom or personal choice.
Well, my freedom is being kind of disturbed here. No, screw your freedom.
The other day, Howard Stern weighed in with a much different approach. Take a look.
When are we going to stop putting up with the idiots in this country and just say, you know, it's mandatory to get vaccinated? Their freedom.
But you're treading on our freedom and you're making other people sick. And really, you're killing other people.
The anti-vaxxers, they seem to have a thing for death and home remedies.
The anti-maskers turned anti-vaxxers are not just putting their own lives at risk. If that was the issue, we could just say that we can watch them compete to win Placer's show in the Darwin Awards.
We have to start doing things for the greater good of society and not for idiots who think that they can do their own research.
And don't get me started on the lunatics who won't take any of the COVID vaccines.
Life is too short to be an ass. Life is way too short to be ignorant of the promise of something that is helping people worldwide.
Maybe you're doing it because you're disconnected or disorganized. Maybe you have some sympathetic psychological reasons, but maybe you're just being antisocial.
Oh, you can't shame them. You can't call them stupid. You can't call them silly. Yes, they are.
Those who are not vaccinated will end up paying the price.
The unvaccinated should be taxed. They should pay more for health care.
We need to start looking at the choice to remain unvaccinated the same as we look at driving while intoxicated.
We're going to see, and I've said, almost two types of America.
Dr. Fauci said that if hospitals get any more overcrowded, they're going to have to make some very tough choices about who gets an ICU bed. That choice doesn't seem so tough to me. Vaccinated person having a heart attack? Yes, come right on in. We'll take care of you. Unvaccinated guy who gobbled horse goo? Rest in peace, Wheezy.
Pointing back to the unvaccinated who are really creating a problem in this country, every death that we are seeing from COVID could have been prevented.
Literally, the only people dying are the unvaccinated. And for those of you spreading misinformation, shame on you. Shame on you. I don't know how some of you sleep at night.
All right. What did you think of that one? Unbelievable, isn't it? Wow. That was quite a video. I remember that. And that is just off the charts crazy. Well, let's continue on. I renamed that Target Vaccinated. That is a fascinating and fantastic video. And we're going to go to the guy's next video that he did in his series. There's about five of them, so we're going to keep playing them. Call in if you want, talk about COVID vaccinations, that kind of thing. This was done by Tom Elliott, actually. I think Tom Elliott. So now we've gone for, don't forget all those people that went after the vaccinated. Just do not forget them. Let me play this one that's not by the same guy, but I'm going to play it anyway. This is about our crime sinister in Canada, Justin Trudeau.
Misinformation and disinformation is carrying people to believe things that are untrue. And vaccinations is a perfect example of it.
Any vaccine we distribute to Canadians will be safe for Canadians.
You are people who've probably gotten very sick from vaccinations.
Every vaccine that is improved is safe for Canadians, is uncompromising.
Well, individuals are allowed to make their own choices. There may be all sorts of different reasons why someone is hesitant to get vaccinated. There's no more excuses to not get your shot. And therefore, while not forcing anyone to get vaccinated,
enforcement measures in place will make sure that everyone is vaccinated.
I chose to make sure that all the incentives,
travelers across the country need to be fully vaccinated. People coming into the country need to be fully vaccinated.
were there, don't get to work in the public service, don't get to go to movie theaters or gyms or restaurants to encourage Canadians to get vaccinated. And that's exactly what they did. We got vaccinated to a higher level than just about any other of our peer country.
Unknown causes was the leading cause of death in Alberta.
Okay. All right. So that's Trudeau, the vaccinator in chief. And he's recently just gone off the deep end with some of his crazy vaccine pushing talk. Just off the deep end. So let me play Tom Elliott's version, volume 2. So I'm going to open up a new window. We're going to play it here. And away we go. Now we're going to be talking about experts. Kids are going to thrive in face masks. Let's remind us about the face masks.
A really striking comment that you made in this interview, you said, from a broad public health standpoint, and I'm quoting you now, at the population level, masks work at the margins, maybe 10%.
In the schools, everybody should wear a mask.
And asking kids to wear a mask is uncomfortable, but you know, kids are pretty resilient.
Kids are resilient. And if anything, this is going to build resilience in our children.
Will this have long-term psychological effects on young kids, do you think?
I don't think so. I think, in fact, it's good.
Masking is very important, particularly in the schools. Masks are safe. Masks do work.
I have a 9-year-old. He tolerates masks for everything. I don't hear him whine, just like I don't hear him whine about his seatbelt or his bike helmet.
Children have no problem with what is going on. They want to deal sensibly by way of the science with COVID. They've said we have no difficulty with students wearing masks.
When I look at the history of the world, and when I think of like my parents and grandparents growing up in depressions, fighting wars, kids always had a part to play too. And when I look at the fact that they're just wearing a mask, but they have a roof over their head, they have food.
A mask is basically non-intrusive completely. I've yet to see a child whose mask was bothering him or her. In fact, in the emergency department, the kids are the best ones at wearing masks, and they often help their parents put masks on correctly.
There's nothing adverse or bad about masks. We've used masks for decades. We mask kids in our cancer wards routinely.
We have now a plethora of ongoing research and studies and documents that are showing us that masks do not put children at risk.
This concept that children somehow are harmed or abused by wearing masks is not founded in any science.
It's simple. It does no harm. My kids wear them to school.
The idea that children won't wear masks is actually an abdication of leadership to say that we can't ask them and won't set an example for them.
Those 50 million children need to protect themselves by wearing masks.
If I'm going to get on an airplane, I don't have to wear a mask, but I will have my kids wear one.
I don't think this is politically dividing at all. I wear masks. My kids wear masks.
I don't understand why parents are not listening to the science, not teaching their children to wear a mask.
My responsibility, if I am lucky enough to be the next governor of Georgia, is to look at the science, to follow the protocols, and to set the right example.
I don't think we're even talking to the children. When we talk to schools and classrooms of children, they are happy to wear masks.
Be comforted by the fact that children have so much neuroplasticity that this is a bump in their social development, but that they can repair very easily.
You don't go naked. Yeah. And right now, you shouldn't be going to school without a mask.
You're not likely to be able to be exposed to something and spread it to mommy or daddy. And it's not likely mommy and daddy are able to spread it to you either. So I wouldn't worry about it, baby. I promise you. That's why we need to make sure children are wearing masks in school.
Okay, what did you think of that one? Yes, these are really great videos. I got these off Twitter. If you want to ever see on Fakotube where I get the videos, you go down here to the source, and you can see here it was x.com. Matter of fact, we'll pull that up right now and just see how many views he got. Let's see here. Of course, I'm not logged in. Wow, 225,000 views. Awesome. That's real good. Impressive. So he put that up May 19th. So yeah, it's a couple. Wow, it's almost a month. I've been holding these clips for about a month on All Shots Club. Don't forget, last week we had Roman Bystrianek of Dissolving Illusions on. That was a pretty good interview, I thought. The one thing I noticed about him and Suzanne Humphreys, though, they don't seem to be willing to say that all vaccines are harmful or all shots clot. Now, I'm not sure why. I don't know if that's a tactic. I really pressed him a little bit to get him to say and agree with me on that topic, but I don't think he is willing to talk to that extent about vaccines, which I found kind of puzzling. But I'm sure there's a good reason for it. I'm just not sure what it is. So keep that in mind. Okay, so now we're going to go to this one here. Part three, Reality is Conspiracy. Take it away, volume three.
You will always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions.
President retweeting a conspiracy video alleging that masks do not work. The video was then removed by Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube because it violated rules against spreading misinformation.
The second most powerful man in the world revealing himself in this video as a mask truther.
A major study finding masks made no difference in stopping the spread.
Mask mandates, it turns out, were an utter failure. It's not me saying it, but the New York Times. The mask mandates did nothing. Will any lessons be learned? Brett Stevens cites a comprehensive British review of 78 randomized studies with more than 600,000 participants.
So that wasn't scientifically sound.
Effective.
The mask guidance.
Correct.
Was not
it science. Wasn't science-based, and the 6 feet of distancing was arbitrary.
All around the country, over the weekend, protests popped up. These morons and internet conspiracy theories demanding an immediate end to lockdowns. And let's be honest, people, this is both insane and counterproductive. Because the more you gather in groups, the longer the lockdown will have to go on.
Did lockdowns during COVID prevent severe effects from COVID-19? Did it help in the arc of the pandemic? Economists from Johns Hopkins say no.
The report warned against using lockdowns as a pandemic measure in the future because of the low effectiveness on mortality and the consequences for the economy.
The lockdowns, in terms of their effects on mortality, we measured it against mortality, were basically irrelevant.
They destroyed people. They literally killed people. When you shut down medical care, in spring of 2020 alone, there were 650,000 cancer chemotherapy patients in this country alone. Half of them didn't get their chemo because they were afraid. They were told it was dangerous to go to a medical facility.
You weighed in on a theory that's been floating around that perhaps the number of fatalities related to COVID-19 is being inflated because people are actually dying of other things. What's your read on that theory?
You know, Savannah, there is absolutely no evidence that that's the case at all. You know, I think it falls under the category of something that's very unfortunate, these conspiracy theories that we hear about.
Even the wackos, Trump wackos, are doing conspiracy theories, saying those numbers are padded.
What should we say to people who conspiracy theorize about an overcount of the deaths?
Follow up now to my conversation with LA County Health Director Barbara Ferrer, who last week acknowledged the county may be overcounting COVID deaths by as much as 20%.
Could it be a secondary contributing cause? So, for example, somebody with kidney disease, COVID then pushes them over the edge to have kidney failure. That's COVID as a contributing cause. And then the third is COVID as an incidental finding. So somebody coming in with a gunshot wound or a heart attack and they happen to test positive.
Now, part of the conspiracy theory is that the disease started in a laboratory in Wuhan.
Just weeks ago, Dr. Anthony Fauci rejected the conspiracy that coronavirus was man-made in a lab in Wuhan, China. And yet this week, Donald Trump is still pushing the debunkum.
A lot of people on the right love that phrase, escape from the lab, because it sounds like something from a Marvel movie or a comic book.
Everyone who believes in the conspiracy is saying that he came out of a lab in Wuhan, rather than through food at a market.
And he continued to push a conspiracy theory that has already been debunked by our intelligence community. This whole notion that the coronavirus was developed in a Chinese lab. That has been debunked.
There's a report today that another intelligence arm of the U.S. government, this is inside the Energy Department, has joined the FBI in concluding that COVID began with a lab leak in China.
Is that I don't know who to trust.
Yeah.
Right? I certainly don't trust reporters. Mm-hmm. Because reporters treated this initially as if it was nothing more than a crazy, unhinged conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
So who do you trust, right? You can't trust the legacy media outlets because that was their narrative.
It came out of the city that has the Wuhan Institute of Virology, a Chinese lab that worked on coronaviruses. And that is an awfully large coincidence. And that's what I've thought throughout, that was an awfully large coincidence.
Another really great retrospective. That was number three. And I'm reposting all these on the allshotsclot.com blog, allshotsclot.com. Make sure you check it out, allshotsclot.com. And we're just going to keep on plugging away. That was number three. Let's make sure I posted that one on the blog, allshotsclot.com, if you're following along. And we will play number four now. So go back to FakoTube. And number four, there's a couple more, so keep plugging away. This is on Herr Fauci, Dr. Fauci, who was instrumental in the AIDS extermination exercise, I like to call it. Let's see. Luckily, he's too old. He's not going to probably ever be able to do another one of these just because he's out of time physically, which is great news, but I'm sure there'll be another devil to replace him. But yeah, Fauci is just the devil incarnate, if you ask me.
But they're really criticizing science. Because I represent science.
If you're vaccinated, you really don't need to worry about getting it in a way that's serious or transmitting it.
That is true. That is correct, Chris. It'll either protect you completely against infection, and the chances are very likely that you'll not be able to transmit it to other people. The risk is extremely low of transmitting it to anybody else. Full stop.
Vaccinated people are clearly capable of transmitting the infection.
When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better. If people are not wearing masks, then maybe we should be mandating it.
I often myself wear two masks.
And I'm quoting you now, at the population level, masks work at the margins, maybe 10%. To hear that they only work at the margins, maybe 10%, would make a lot of people ask, okay, then why was I wearing a mask?
You're really attacking not only Dr. Anthony Fauci, you're attacking science when you say that this is going to go away tomorrow like magic, when you know that there's no chance it's going to just disappear.
We hope this just goes away, burns itself out.
So my question is, why weren't you straight with the American people about this to begin with?
So the bottom line is, it's a guesstimate. I gave a range.
It seemed in that quote to suggest that you were basing your recommendation on polling and what people could accept. Is that not what you meant?
No, I mean, it's a bit of that.
We're seeing all of these school closures around the country. Is that the right move for children and families?
Yeah, I mean, I think what's going on right now is it generally an appropriate approach. You want to start doing something to socially distance yourself. How dramatic that is, closing schools and doing other things, should be proportionate.
It went too far, that particularly for kids who couldn't go to school except remotely, that it's forever damaged them.
Well, I don't think it's forever irreparably damaged anyone.
The U.S. Surgeon General has called it an urgent public health crisis, a devastating decline in the mental health of kids across the country. According to the CDC, the rates of suicide, self-harm, anxiety, and depression are up among adolescents.
And the record will show, Neil, that we didn't recommend shutting everything down.
First of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down. I recommended to the president that we shut the country down. And that was a very difficult decision. because I knew it would have serious economic consequences, which it did.
Yeah.
Because if you look at the people that are politicizing me, there's somebody that all the way over on one level. But there are a lot of other people who look upon me the way they should, as a non-political person that I am.
They're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do. And we got to break that.
But now is the time to do what you're told.
Where did this virus come from, do you think, today? Did it come from a lab? Was it man-made?
When you have the animal-human interface and you have animals that come out of the wild that are sold at these open, what they call them, wet markets.
Place of origin was not within the market itself.
No, I don't think you could say that. There's a report today that another intelligence arm of the U.S. government, this is inside our energy department, has joined the FBI in concluding that COVID began with a lab leak in China.
That the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
We now know that a bat coronavirus was enhanced in a lab. The National Institutes of Health acknowledged that it funded research of a virus that was studied at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. The experiment, unexpectedly, we're told, made a bat coronavirus more contagious than the original naturally occurring one.
Take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
They took animal viruses that only occur in animals and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
What we're talking about now is the gain of function research in studies that increase predominantly the transmissibility as well as pathogenesis and alteration of host range of the virus.
Nobody's lying here, Senator. It is you.
I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted.
Oh, man, that was good. This guy is such a king of disinformation. He's such a liar. And now he's busy crying on Congress about his family because, oh my God, he's just being targeted. He's just one of the most pathetic people ever. And Boris says, COVID, the biggest psyop in the history of mankind. Absolutely, COVID is the biggest psyop in the history of mankind. That's why I cover it. Leonard de Yuda says Fauci should be tried for war crimes. Well, the only problem is half the people love the guy. And the other, I would say, let's do it in thirds. A third love the guy. Another 40% don't care. And that 70, maybe 10% can't stand the guy. And maybe that leaves another 20 that can't stand the guy and really want war crimes. So it's unfortunately a minority of the population. And Pete Tripp, I don't know why you're asking this. You're a regular here. Will this show be archived? Yes, we are all over the place. We're on Twitter. We're on Fakotube, fakotube.com. We're on the podcast. Just look up Fakeologist on your favorite podcast app or go to the website, fakeologist.com/podcasts. Yes, we are archived all over the place. So I think that should be obvious at this point. Okay, let's go back to... obviously lost my place here. Let us go back to, that was number 4. Okay. So next one is number 5 in the series, Tom Elliott. Here's another COVID retrospective. These are just fantastic videos. I'm playing them for you because you probably haven't had a chance to go check them out. So here we go. Number 5. Rules are for the lab rats. So rules for thee and not for me. Here we go.
Tonight, while Governor Newsom is telling all of us to have Thanksgiving dinner outside, he's facing some new fallout for that fancy birthday dinner party he went to at the French Laundry.
It was in Napa, which was in the orange status, relatively loose compared to some other counties. It was to be an outdoor restaurant.
Raising some new questions about the governor's claims that the dinner was outdoors, as he has repeatedly claimed.
And I let my guard down, and I apologize for it.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot has been adamant that people stay home and socially distance for weeks.
I can't make this any clearer. You absolutely must stay at home. We will cite you, and if we need to, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail, period. There should be nothing unambiguous about that.
I guess you would all imagine that a lot of people were surprised when she made a trip to the hair salon.
I take my personal hygiene very seriously. As I said, I felt like I needed to have a haircut.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi under fire tonight after security footage showed her inside a San Francisco hair salon that's closed to the general public.
It was a setup, so I take responsibility for falling for a setup. And that's all I'm going to say on that. I think that they that this salon owes me an apology.
Almost immediately after telling the rest of New York City to stay inside, for example, Mayor Bill de Blasio loaded up his SUV with government bodyguards and headed for the gym across town in Brooklyn.
I need exercise. And again, I have to stay healthy so I can make the decisions for the people of this city.
The leader is embroiled in controversy for attending a party at 10 Downing Street in May of 2020. At the time, the country was under a strict government-imposed lockdown.
That I myself fell short when it came to observing the very rules which the government I lead had introduced to protect the public.
Let's put into practice what it truly means to love our neighbors as ourselves by making sacrifices to protect their health. Let's stay home for them.
Not long after recording the video you just saw, Trudeau left the Capitol and traveled all the way to Quebec to visit his family at their lake house, just like you'd want to do on Easter, if you were allowed to do that, but you're not allowed, so stop complaining.
Former president tweeted, it might be Labor Day weekend, but let's all remember that we're still in the middle of a pandemic. Wear a mask, practice social distancing, and follow the experts. It'll save lives. Former president can be seen in pictures hitting the dance floor without a mask. We're told that he danced all night and had a great time.
San Francisco Mayor London Breed was defiant today when asked about video of her without a mask at a nightclub earlier this week.
I got up and started dancing because I was feeling the spirit. And I wasn't thinking about a mask. I was thinking about having a good time.
Austin Mayor Steve Adler is apologizing tonight for traveling to Mexico with a group of family and friends last month, despite urging Austinites to stay home.
As he issued this message on the night of November 9th.
And then we need to, you know, stay home if you can.
He was doing it from a timeshare in Cabo San Lucas.
Sorry I took that trip. It was a lapse in judgment.
Governor Whitmer is facing some backlash after a picture surfaced of her dining at a restaurant with at least 12 other people at a table, a violation of the state health department's epidemic order.
This, you know, it was an honest mistake, and I have apologized for it.
Well, Devin, you know, the governor spent a lot of time asking Michiganders not to go on spring break, particularly in Florida. It took the governor's office a couple of months to confirm it, but she indeed flew from Lansing to West Palm Beach in a private jet on March 12th, spent the weekend with her father, and headed back to Lansing on March 15th.
Again and again, they do the very things they punish us for doing. When they're caught, they acknowledge no shame. They are entirely lacking in self-awareness. They have no idea how absurd they are.
Okay, another great, great clip by Tom Elliott. It's called the COVID Retrospective Series, Volume 5, Rules Are for the Lab Rats. Fantastic stuff. I love this kind of stuff. And now we're going to go to the last one in the retrospective, Volume 6. And this is all on FakoTube, FakoTube.com. And of course, this show is archived at allshotsclot.com. So I misspoke. You have to go search for allshotsclot.com and subscribe to the podcast there. This is the All Shots Clot series. And look at this fool. Unbelievable. And And this is Volume 6, Mass Psychosis, How They Convinced Much of the World to Turn Their Brains Off and Trust Authority. Oh my goodness. Is that so true? Here we go.
President Trump wrote on Twitter, "Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life." Don't let it dominate your life?
In terms of responding to a comment like that, it's gross.
It's okay to be afraid of COVID, and it's okay that it's dominating your life.
Everyone should be afraid of COVID.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
I can't come in, Mom. It's because of this flu thing.
We won't be free of this pandemic until we listen to the acknowledged truth. Listen to the scientists.
Science is truth.
You know, science is truth.
What is the impact to public health when people are openly questioning the science?
Now is the time to do what you're told.
By not hearing the truth, by not listening to the scientists, they are prolonging how bad the economy will be.
When I see somebody out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I instantly think, you are a threat, or you are selfish, or you are a COVID denier, and you definitely haven't been vaccinated.
Either wear a mask or get the mask.
What does this have? Are you vaccinated?
I am triple-vaccinated.
So why are you wearing the mask?
Seek out the scientists and listen to their advice.
Listen to scientists.
Listen to the scientists.
Trust the experts.
We're going to trust science. We're going to trust the experts.
Parents who say, well, I need to do my own research, makes you think of that cartoon I saw of the tombstone that said, I did my own research.
Republicans have given their voters license to believe whatever they want to believe.
Heard somebody saying, listen to the scientists. Do that.
Let's listen to the scientists.
That phrase, do your own research, it's popping up a lot in conversations about coronavirus and about COVID vaccines. Doing your own research, it seems so innocent, but it can have serious consequences. Renee, what are the roots of this phrase? I feel like I used to hear it around QAnon craziness.
Tase somebody over a mask. Tasing this lady over not wearing a mask.
If some jerk exposed my mother to COVID because they didn't want to wear a mask, I would want to kill them.
We can watch the experts, but we shouldn't be listening to Trump, a non-medical professional.
Well, the answer is listen to Bill Gates. Bill's right about a lot of things, and he's at the steep learning curve in global health.
And we're really seeing just how important it is to follow science.
Yes, yes, exactly. And we need to listen to scientists.
The idea that people are questioning the science behind the vaccine.
The science checks out. Even if you don't believe in the science, you think you're tough enough and you're healthy enough and you're young enough, the scientists were right all along. Eventually, the science catches up with you.
Are we doing more harm than good by questioning the science behind J&J?
Trust that vaccine.
Trust the experts.
Listen to the medical experts.
Trust the experts.
If you don't understand the science, you don't know what you're fighting.
Just let the experts speak.
So maybe you should just shut up right now.
You don't want to take advice from your golf buddy or from your aunt. You want to listen to the scientists.
Can we all stop saying, I need to do my own research?
You see the ultimate effects of what happens when you don't listen to the scientists.
This isn't about being scared. This is about scaring us straight.
Science, science, and science. Only listen to the scientist.
If we follow the science, imagine, instead of staying locked up in the room, they're able to hug their grandchildren.
This isn't about freedom. It's about freedom for your neighbors.
You can give each other a hug as long as everyone is fully vaccinated.
Listen to the scientists like the rest of us.
We have to listen to the scientists.
We'll listen to the scientists.
Every scientist, every expert, listen to the experts.
It's it. Oh. Listen to the science because the science works.
Very much.
Yeah.
I think trust science.
Oh, unbelievable. Beautiful job. Wow, that is fan-freaking-tastic. So that is the COVID retrospective series by Tom Elliott. Let's just check him out here. Tom Elliott is right here. It's just fantastic. He has 176,000 followers. He is a biased journalist. It says here he's the founder of Grabian, The Pub, Newslist, and BioSpa. Just absolutely fantastic. And let's see what else we have here. Are these the pin ones? Just going through these now. Okay, so here we go. So those are all his pinned tweets, I suppose. And what do we got here? Just fantastic. Tom Elliott. Tom's Elliott is his name on Twitter. I'm just going to see if he's got anything fresh. And unbelievably good stuff. Let's see. Kate Emma, in the chat is saying here, suddenly it became all too clear why some women were burned at the stake for being witches. Then those in authority became tyrants. The masses fall in line all too easily and quickly. They think they're better than the rest of us, that somehow they are above the rest of society. Well, they are. The way they act, for sure. They are better than most people because most people are too stupid to realize they're being led around. So sometimes I lose patience and sympathy with people. Epic Soul says the whole COVID thing taught us a lot about how gullible people are and how they can turn on you in an instant. I definitely learned a lot about human nature. And man, did you ever learn how stupid the people around you are? I know I did. Leonard Yuda said it showed me I was thoroughly surrounded by full-on NPCs. NPCs are non-player characters, just people that don't think. Yeah, for sure. What else we have here? I'm trying to figure out why his posts are all mixed up here. So I want to make sure I didn't miss any of the past ones here, because these are all mixed up. Let me try and log into this stupid thing here. I couldn't log in before. I was getting all kinds of errors. Look at this. Just going spastic on me. But who knows what's going on with my browser tonight. Okay, if you want to call in, we got about 10 minutes left. If you want to call in and say hi or give me your COVID story, I welcome your call. So I can't log into Twitter, so who the hell knows what's going on there. Okay, so let's see what else we have. Do we have anything else? Okay, here's another one. I just want to make sure I don't miss anything. I posted Sacrificial Virgins. Check this video out if you haven't heard it. It's a 40-minute documentary on the HPV vaccine, which is probably one of the most deadly vaccines they've ever created. And this is...
Ruby is 16.
This is called Sacrificial Virgins because it was given to young teenage girls first about 10, 15 years ago. And it is super deadly, super toxic, and it just destroys lives. These women, I believe, young girls were, I believe, in Denmark.
She's almost totally paralyzed.
Well, the only limb that works is this one, my left arm. I still go out and like see friends and stuff. It's just more the pain and the fatigue that's harder.
Nobody knows exactly why Ruby has developed this serious neurological damage.
Yes, they do. They just won't admit it.
But it all started after she had her first of three injections of the HPV, human papillomavirus vaccine. Injections that are given in the hope that they'll prevent cervical cancer. But is there proof that the HPV vaccine does prevent cervical cancer? And is there any proof that HPV actually causes it? These girls have died. They're among hundreds of documented deaths following the HPV vaccine. Thousands around the world have suffered severe adverse reactions to the injection. Throughout history, virgins have been sacrificed in the interests of the greater good. The Greeks sacrificed young girls to appease their gods. The Incas of Peru drugged and buried young girls in the farthest corners of their empire, in the belief that this would protect their territories from invaders. These young girls are our
modern sacrificial virgins.
Greg, hello.
Hi, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm pretty well tonight. How are you enjoying the videos tonight?
Yeah, some good compilations of people saying silly things, for sure.
I love that stuff. I love supercuts.
Right, that's what they're called, supercuts. Science. The one where they were saying science a lot, I thought was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Science is poof. I thought that was pretty funny. I think, the big problem in the coming years is scientism. Like, that's in the future, that's the big problem that's going to be used to control people. I think it's important to speak out against it, expose it.
Oh, absolutely. And I love Dr. Fauci has got to be one of the worst humans ever to walk the face of this earth. And he's just so innocent. He just doesn't think he's done anything wrong. And the problem is he's been recorded for so many thousands of hours that he's easily going to be caught in contradiction over the years. And he's just such a serial liar. It's just disgusting.
Well, he's just an actor like all the people who are put in front of us.
Well, he's worse than that, though. I think he helps write the script.
I don't know. I don't think about him that much.
Well, I don't either until I watch these videos. Anyway, I'm going to play a couple more before I sign off. Did you have any specific question, or are you just calling to say hi tonight?
Yeah, you said people should call in if they wanted to, say hi or
I did.
Say something.
Do you think we're tired of COVID? Or I meant to ask you, because Chester wrote me an email saying he met up with you. And Chester also reminded me that he's a cartoonist, as was Germ. So, so he said he can do any kind of cartooning I might request. I really didn't have a specific cartoon in mind, but I also thought maybe if he felt like doing anything related to our content, I would definitely publish it.
Yeah, he told me about that. Like, he asked me if I could think of anything, and I haven't really thought of anything, an illustration.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay, I'm going to play.
But it's lettering.
Yeah.
Lettering is good. Even if you just had him letter fakeologist, it would look good, because it's good lettering.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
Mm-hmm. You gonna play something?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of what all hell breaks loose is. Where are we gonna go? Let me look here. Did that. All hell breaks loose. Well, play this one, see what this one is. I can't remember. This is another video supercuts guy called Check Your Six. So let's take a look.
So I think we have perhaps too little caution and too much optimism.
I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccine.
If you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later, that takes 2 years.
If you take it and then a year goes by and everybody's fine, then you say, okay, that's good. Now let's give it to 500 people. And then a year goes by and everything's fine. Say, well, then now let's give it to thousands of people. And then you find out that it takes 12 years for all hell to break loose, and then what have you done?
Fauci again.
The world is engaged in the largest clinical trial, the largest global vaccination trial ever.
Now, essentially clinically tested the vaccine on billions of people worldwide.
The largest global vaccination trial ever.
Billions of people worldwide.
We overplayed the vaccine.
The largest global vaccination.
That it takes 12 years for health to break loose, and then what have you done?
The latest word we get from the airport is that, quote, all hell is broken loose out there.
He's the worst it's ever been.
Billions of people worldwide.
All hell to break loose.
The world doesn't know that answer.
Does the vaccine make you worse?
I think we overplayed the vaccine.
Several of my patients have melanoma who've been stable, who clearly relaxed following the booster vaccine. Clear evidence of relapse. And these relapses are quite aggressive.
The coronavirus epidemic is the moment when a new regime of surveillance took over, especially surveillance under the skin.
Humans are now hackable animals.
The latest is that, quote, all hell is broken loose out there.
All right, that is All Hell Breaks Loose. Check Your Six, also on FakoTube. Oh, man, that you have to watch that one. Unfortunately, doesn't translate as well. Okay, we're going to close out, Greg, with this last one. COVID influencers and their reversal. So this is a current one. I'm going to close out with this unless you have anything else to talk about.
I was going to say that I think bankers are behind all of this, everything that happens. Like, it's all done at the behest of bankers. Bankers need to get their statutes passed by governments, and
I agree.
They need distractions created so that they can get them passed without anyone realizing what's going on. And one thing that was said during the COVID was that its purpose was to slow down the economy. So that could be something that the bankers would want for some reason.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm starting to lean towards the view that maybe it's just a nocebo or a placebo, because genetics is junk science, and they're talking about mRNA, and that's not science. Like, how much can people really do, like, to affect the human body? They can poison it, but that's about it.
Yeah, they can poison it, exactly. Yeah, I'm really was gonna ask you that question next, but I just know too many people that were hurt by the vaccine, including one that was killed. And it wasn't,
you can't know for sure.
We can never know for sure, but we can make reasonable deductions. So I'm not changing my view of that, because I just, like I said, I know someone who documented their journey on Instagram. I know the person. And they died, and it all started with the vaccine. So the poison went in, it didn't come out, it manifested, the body tried to get rid of it, and what does it do? It creates growths of cells around the poison, and then that starts a whole journey of of poisoning, chemotherapy, etc. So it started it, is my point. It started the process. So I have no doubt in my mind.
Well, it could be true for you, but it's a story, really.
Well, yeah, it's a documented story. So I don't have any doubt, but I think there is a nocebo effect as well. But
well, most people are really deeply enmeshed in the system, so they've been in this paradigm about viruses and sickness with all their lives, and they can be affected by external suggestions. So it could make them sick.
Okay, let me play the last one, Greg. And
okay,
we'll close her out because I want to run up against an hour. And by the way, somebody scanned the QR code in the window here. It says donate V for V, donate value for value. So I actually know on my software that someone scanned it. So if you want to donate to the show, Greg already did, so he doesn't have to. Just scan that QR code. So that does work. And I actually got a message that someone scanned. I don't know who scanned it, but that's pretty cool. All right, Greg, thanks for calling. And I'm going to close the phones and we're going to play the last video. And then we'll say so long for now.
Okay, bye for now.
Every day I read such nonsense on social media about these vaccines from ignorant, ill-informed people.
Opening yourself up to litigation if you start to discriminate against your employees and mandate vaccinations.
Okay, but why, listen, you make perfectly valid points, but why should I, as a customer, not have the right to use a company like Pimlico Plumbers where I know that they've all been vaccinated? Because I would prefer to do that.
Actually, turns out there's not much difference between whether you've had the jab or not for transmission. And at that point, I realized everything I've been saying was completely wrong.
Thank you so much for giving us a chance to see it firsthand and then to get the injection.
I've just decided that I've had COVID a couple of times and I'm done with the vaccines.
I have an appointment to get the vaccine tomorrow. It's the Pfizer vaccine, but I can't care less whether it's Moderna or Pfizer.
Just give it to me.
Yeah, just give it to me. And I had a horrible reaction to the vaccine. I have a son that had a terrible reaction to it. And I'm really very, very concerned. Making a healthy person sick because of something, an intervention we do as physicians, do no harm, is completely violated by the COVID vaccine. We are making a healthy person sick.
We should try to encourage the unvaccinated to get vaccinated, all of us.
They really aren't that critical for those that are under 50 or younger.
We need to be insisting on people being vaccinated.
Dr. Phelps, good morning. You and your wife both suffered vaccine injuries.
Return to primary school classrooms should be delayed until vaccination levels are optimal.
But I think it's very important with this new vaccine. It's only been around for, you know, less than 2 years, that it's time that we put some research funding and some real effort into looking at the causes for the vaccine adverse events that people are experiencing.
If you get vaccinated, you protect yourself, you protect the people around you, and you help us get out of this pandemic a little bit faster.
If the government had just said, hey, these are novel vaccines, we don't, you know, there will be reactions, let's just have a program in place to deal with them.
Right. The science is clear, Tony. Well, let me tell you something, Sean. I can't help you because I'm no clinician. I'm sick myself.
The messaging should be get a vaccine because it's good for you to do it. It works. You're not going to have to be doing anything like abnormal. You can live your life. I mean, that has got to be what the message is.
I'm announcing a petition with the Supreme Court of Florida to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate any and all wrongdoing in Florida with respect to COVID-19 vaccines.
Most important to me was seeing one individual after another embrace vaccine with confidence.
I have a number of people that are quite ill, and they never had COVID, but they are ill from the vaccine.
Those who choose not to get vaccinated there needs to be some sort of incentive stick, perhaps, through the current programs, including No Jab, No Pay.
I think as a general principle, we could all agree that mandates have a time-limited role in a pandemic.
The mandates? Yes, I think we did get that wrong.
The Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine to be authorised by the UK authorities just after Christmas. And I don't think it's too much of an exaggeration to say that this is going to change the world.
Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine has been branded as defective.
What is happening now with the COVID vaccines, as an example, indicative of this new culture of cover-up and secrecy?
Fortunately for this country, the procurement and rollout of the vaccine has been such an excellent job.
Can we please have a statement now from the government suspending these experimental mRNA vaccines before any more death and harm is done to our population?
There is some clearly irrational reasoning behind why people don't want to take the vaccine, which is based upon very blatant false information that's circulating on social media. When you look at all of the drugs out there that people are taking, vaccines by far are the safest.
So this is perhaps the greatest miscarriage of medical science, attack on democracy, damage to population health, and erosion of trust in medicine that we will witness in our lifetime.
All right, Milk Bar TV, unbelievable. So that's the great reversal. Has anyone noticed? Is anyone paying any attention? I really wonder. Unbelievable. All right, guys. Well, this is a value for value podcast. You pay whatever you think the show is worth, whatever value you receive from it. So if you received a little value, then send a little value back. If you got a lot of value, send a lot of value back. Either way, we really appreciate everyone contributing and helping keep the podcast going. And we'll be back next week. Either we'll be interviewing somebody regarding the COVID virus vaccine BS, or we will, well, this is the wrong song, or we will do a similar show where we just do call-ins, even though we didn't have any call-ins. We will definitely come back next week, and we've got lots of good guests lined up for the future. If you have a guest that you think should come on the show, just email me at ima@fakeologist.com or go to shortfake.com/chat or go to fakeologist.com/contact. Either way, give us a hit. All right, take care. We'll play it off with whatever this funny song is by Leonard Cohen.